If you're the parent of an infant, you know how many kinds of diapers there are out there. High absorbency, breathable, eco-friendly, or chemical-free. The options seem endless. Problem is, they're all pricey. And in the U.S., one out of every three families struggles to afford any kind of baby diaper. Joanne Goldblum has seen the problem firsthand. She's executive director of the National Diaper Bank Network based in New Haven, Connecticut. Welcome, Joanne.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
The notion that one in three American families struggles to afford diapers is astonishingly high. Is it really that common?
When you think about the numbers related to poverty and low income in America, it's not that surprising because 44% of American children live in poor or low income families. So it really is not surprising when you look at the income levels in our country.
How did this first come to your attention? How did you even catch on to this?
So I'm a social worker, and about 14 years ago, I was doing community-based social work. So I went into people's homes in New Haven, and I saw a level of poverty that really surprised me, even as somebody who thought that they really understood what poverty in America looked like. And so I saw over and over again families that struggled to meet their basic needs, and that included diapers. I saw parents empty solids out and put the diaper back on the baby, try to dry out a disposable diaper. And as I began to research the issue, it became clear to me that there really weren't a lot of people thinking about this or talking about it.
So if you break it down, we've estimated the diapers cost about 20 cents each. And when you're going through massive amounts of diapers every day, every week, every month, that really does add up. Is the problem that the cost of diapers has gone up or that assistance has gone down and that incomes have gone down?
So I believe it has much more to do with income. Since the advent of welfare reform in 1996, the amount of money people who are poor have has decreased significantly. So we used to have a safety net that was available to families for however long they needed it. We no longer have that because with the implementation of temporary assistance for needy families, we now have time limits so that families, after a certain amount of time, don't have access to cash assistance.
Would it be helpful from many perspectives, maybe even including ecological, if we went back to using cloth diapers? Could more people then afford diapers?
So that's a really good question. For some families who are struggling, that could be an answer. But for families who don't have access to laundry facilities in their home, it's really a very difficult thing to manage. And also for families who are working sometimes two or three jobs and different shifts, you know, cloth requires a lot of at-home support. The other thing I would say is when it comes to the environmental issue, the jury is sort of still out. Even
because it takes water and
exactly.
Use of detergent when you wash diapers.
Exactly.
So in this country, when you have lower income families who really struggle to find the money to purchase diapers, I imagine in some cases even adult diapers, what kind of an effect does it have on the family?
So it's interesting. It actually has a very significant effect. We recently did a study with the Connecticut Center for Economic Analysis and the Connecticut Diaper Bank and looked at the economic impact that diapers had. And what we found is that one in three households who rely on child care have to miss work sometimes if they don't have diapers. So more than half of the parents using child care have missed work because of an inadequate supply of diapers. So for families that get diapers from a diaper bank, they're able to work and go to school and do other things more regularly.
Are there other resources aside from diaper banks?
So right now, diaper banks are the most significant resource. There are some states that are looking at different ways to address this issue. In California last year, they passed a bill that will begin to give CalWORKs, so people who receive certain benefits in the state, $30 a month per child for diapers. And there are some other states that have been looking at doing programs like that. And we actually have a federal bill that was introduced by Representative Dolores and Ellison to try to add a benefit for diapers to families.
Joanne Goldblum, Executive Director of the National Diaper Bank Network, based in New Haven, Connecticut. Joanne, thanks a lot.
Thank you.